Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining us now is Bucks GM John Horst on the Milwaukee Bucks Pick and Save postgame show on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. John, thanks for coming on.
Yeah, my pleasure.
First things first, I think you'll agree with me. As far as defensive effort goes and defensive intensity, these last few games since getting Eric Bledsoe, this team's been playing really well on the defensive side of the basketball.
Absolutely. The team's really picked up their defensive effort and just, you know, really working together as a unit. Eric has absolutely helped that. But other guys have just stepped up as well. I mean, we had a couple really great defensive practices before the San Antonio game. And I think, you know, Coach's message, Coach Sweeney and Coach Kidd's message is getting through, and the guys are really starting to play better defensively. So it's a good thing to see.
Four-game win streak now for your Milwaukee Bucks, and in large part thanks to Eric Bledsoe. Talk about the dynamic you thought he would bring and then actually how it's played out on and off the floor for Bledsoe and this team.
You know, from a player standpoint, we really hope that Eric could just add to, you know, the dynamic group of guys that we have, guys that can make plays for other teammates, guys that have speed and athleticism. They can score and still just make plays for others, and have toughness and grit. And Eric has kind of showed all of those things. I think, you know, even tonight there's a couple instances where, you know, he gets bodied and still has the strength and kind of the grit to go up and get a rebound from the guard position, which is actually a really important thing to winning. And you know, I think those are the things that we looked at with a chance to get a guy like Eric. And so far it's you know, really worked out well, and we hope they continue to do that.
And the other thing, too, was Malcolm Brogdon and how he would – you know, come back and play off of the bench. When he had that opportunity last year, he struggled a little bit coming off of the bench, found some chemistry with Greg Monroe, but wasn't necessarily the same player as he was in the starting lineup, and you wanted to see what would happen now this year. And so far, he's been up for the challenge, plus more on top of that. He's played really well.
Sparky, he's been unbelievable. I mean, Malcolm is an unbelievable professional, you know, really intelligent, really high-character person, and obviously he's a very good basketball player. And you know, when we did the trade, obviously talked to Malcolm and said didn't know how all, you know, it was all going to work out in terms of minutes and role and things like that. But he was just willing to help his team in any way. And he's really, really giving our second unit a huge boost. And then, you know, in some of these games, he's finishing the games for us. Some of them he hasn't. But, I mean, Malcolm's shooting the ball at an extremely high level so far this year. And, you know, he can still make plays for others. He's a big-time defender, and he's really kind of fit into a role here in the short term that I think has really helped us win at a high level, and very thankful to have him as a person kind of willing to do that and kind of step up for the team in that way.
Talking with Bucks General Manager John Horst here on the Milwaukee Bucks Pick and Save postgame show tonight after the Bucks win their fourth straight. This win tonight over the Pistons, 99-95. At the beginning of the show, I got out of my chair here in the studio. You know, us radio guys, we're kind of lazy. We like to sit down and not stand up if at all possible. I got out of my chair, I stood up, and I gave a standing ovation to John Henson, because I've been preaching since you traded Greg Monroe that this is pretty much on John Henson to prove that he should be a starting center in the NBA. He's had numerous opportunities over his time in Milwaukee. Coaching staff after coaching staff seemingly have given up on him and kind of buried him on the bench. Now, this is his opportunity. He played well against Gasol, and now tonight he stepped up to the challenge and played well against Andre Drummond.
Yeah, I think, you know, Sparky, so you mentioned those last two wins, but John has had a great season so far and really kind of under the radar and really doing some big things number-wise now that's showing up more and he's getting more notice. But I'm really proud of John. You know, I was part of the staff that was able to draft John Henson. I remember how excited we were to get him at that time and part of the staff that extended him. And I, you know, I'm a big believer in John Henson, and for all the reasons that we thought he could be a good player, he's showing those things right now. He's playing with consistent effort and toughness every single night. And he's really doing a great job. And it's also a testament, you know, Greg Foster, who works with our bigs on our coaching staff, spends a ton of time with those guys, and John in particular. And John's put in the work. John has gotten better. You know, he's become more consistent with his little jump hook. He's been more consistent with his rebounding and his block shots and timing and working in the offense. And so, you know, the coaching staff's worked with him. He's put in the work, and it's paying off for him right now, and it's helping us.
Since you brought it up, You've been through all these coaching staffs, too, since you drafted John Henson. What has been the deal that he can't get consistent time? Is it just consistent effort on the floor throughout his career of why he can't get the consistent minutes and get that long run in a starting lineup?
So much, I truly believe so much in this league is fit, and so fit within an offensive system or defensive system, personalities within coaching staffs. And so, you know, I think John would tell you some of it's on him and just playing with a consistent effort and consistent toughness every single night. And I think he's doing that at a high level right now. Maybe he hasn't done that as much in the past. But also so much of it is just the fit with the staff and the way that they play. And again, I'll go back to, you know, Greg Foster really in this entire coaching staff just investing time in John and believing him and continue to work with him and bring him along to a point when he had an opportunity, which he has now, that he could really perform in the way he has. And so he's taking full advantage of this opportunity and helping his team.
John, I want to keep you forever, but this was unexpected. I wasn't expecting you to come on, so I'm going to take advantage of it while I have you.
I appreciate it, Mark.
The last caller brought it up while you were on hold. He had no idea you were on hold. But it's an interesting point. I'll throw it out at you, and that is now that you have the Herd basketball team, and by the way, this deal that the Herd is doing, if you did not hear me talk about it today on the big show, the Herd, if you go to their website, and it's limited tickets available, I'm guessing there's still some tickets available. I haven't gone there to look. But you can get free tickets to the Herd game Friday night at the BMO Harris Bradley Center by going to the Wisconsin Herd website. And you're going to have $5 parking available for that game as well. So talk about affordable family fun. Doesn't get much more affordable than that. But talking about that Gatorade League, having your own affiliate now, when you look at your young guys, whether it be Sterling Brown, DJ Wilson, draft picks, how do you view that as far as experience that they get, as far as playing every day in the Gatorade League versus riding the pine, not getting a lot of time, but getting those NBA practices in?
Yeah, I think, you know, first I'll start by just, I'll give a little plug to the Herd and Dave Dean, who's the general manager of that team, and Jordan Brady, the head coach. Those guys, you know, this is an expansion franchise, and it's a really hard thing to do to be an expansion team in a professional sporting arena. And these guys are actually 3-1 right now. They just finished a 4-game road trip where they had tremendous success.
Well, and Mumford's playing out of his mind, too.
Yeah, Xavier Mumford's playing out of his mind, and Jaquan Lewis and Gary Payton's been down there and helping us, and Joel Ballenboy. You know, these guys, you know, this team is actually really exciting, and there's a handful of guys on that roster that are playing on any given night that, you know, you could see in the NBA by the, you know, midway through this season. And so from a fan perspective, I hope people do come out and support those guys and support what they're doing there. And it's actually really a great product. And so I would just kind of get that plug there. But, you know, with guys like DJ and Sterling who were invested in the long term, they're going to have opportunities at some point, I would imagine, to spend time in the G League because we have a seamless transition between Coach Brady and his staff and Coach Kidd and his staff. And so they're going to be able to go there and learn our systems and learn our style of play. But we have to make sure that we're not doing it at the cost of the Bucks, you know, the Bucks' ability to practice and the Bucks' ability to play and giving us depth in our games. And so it's kind of some creative scheduling and things that we're working through, but it will be a development opportunity for those guys at some point, and we look forward to having that as an opportunity for them to get better.
He is Bucks General Manager John Horst joining us here on the Milwaukee Bucks Pick and Save post-game show. John, thanks so much for coming on and spending some time with us tonight after another Bucks win, 4 in a row, on to Dallas go the Bucks, and good luck going forward.
Thank you, Spark. I really enjoyed it. Talk to you soon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.